Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bring it up, Jake, you pig. You better you bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Yebebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. 20 minutes from now, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola joins the show. His best bets for week numero quattro. 40 minutes from now, Brad Evans of BetMGM Tonight, his favorite prop for the Cardinals and Seahawks, and then Femi and I give you our best bets, side total and props for Thursday night football. But joining us right now to kick off the Power Hour, my favorite Yankee fan, the saucy Aussie, the great Jay Croucher, NBC Sports batting analyst. You see him on Sunday nights on NBC before Sunday night football. Guy is a budding megastar. At Croucher JD on Twitter, my friend, welcome back to the show. Let's go, Yanks. How's it going?
Yeah, let's go, Yanks. Thanks, Nick. Fantastic intro. As always, you continue to outdo yourself. It's going well. I'm enjoying this Yankee surge. New York, or rather where I am, Stamford, is buzzing. It's fun when the Yankees are good, and not so fun when they're in a Shakespearean tragedy, as it seemed like they were with the bullpen for a while there, but it's corrected. And if they win the division, I think they should be World Series favorites.
To win it all, not just to win, because yeah. I was going to say, I think October will go like Othello.
Yeah, okay. Yes, great first Othello reference for the show. Hopefully there's more to come on young Othello.
I don't know what happens in Othello. I just thought it was like a good Shakespearean, a good play to bring up.
Yeah, no, it's good. There's a lot of vowel sounds in Othello, so it sounds very Shakespearean. Look, yes. if they win the division, they're almost certainly going to be the one seed. And if they get the one seed and they get a bye, then I think they're the best of the four bye teams. And because given that the Dodgers are going to be a three seed and can't get a bye, and the American League isn't particularly good, and they would have home field throughout, and particularly against Seattle, which would be important. So yeah, I think that the Yankees are just as good a team as they were last year, if not better, even with the loss of Soto. I think they've patched up the roster in other parts. So yeah, I think it'd be very exciting. Expectations would be very high, Nick, if they get the one seed.
Othello kills himself at the end. I just looked it up. Sorry for the spoiler alert, 100 years after the fact. It is a great representation of the New York Yankees in October. Let's talk about the Yankees.
Hopefully we don't get the same outcome for Jose Caballero or something.
Yes. Well, if Anthony Volpe is going to be playing, then we may get that outcome.
I just say before we jump into it, there's on the MTA train that goes from Stanford to Grand Central. There's an Anthony Volpe. There's like a poster of him on the train, and it's really terrifying when you're sitting on a train and Anthony's staring at this giant blow up image of Anthony Volpe. You feel like the train is going to go off the tracks or something. The train's not going to make the throw to first base and pull into Grand Central appropriately. It's a very strange experience riding with blow up Anthony Volpe.
I'll just throw this out there quickly. When I used to live on Long Island, in my mother's basement, literally, and I would take the train to Sirius XM where I worked at the time in Midtown, we would always pass this huge billboard that was spray painted, and it said, "Is it nothing to you, all who pass, from Lamentations in the Bible?" And I'd always look at it and say to myself, I need to be a better human.
Yeah.
And then a few seconds would go by, and yes, I'd go back to being my same selfish son of a bitch self and just go on with my life and what's best for me. Let's talk about American League MVP. Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, -250 after hitting his 60th homer last night. Pretty unbelievable. Aaron Judge, +175. Jay, I know this is personal to you. Who do you think is going to win American League MVP, and is there a betting opportunity at this juncture?
So at current prices, I don't think there is. I think the market's actually very appropriately priced. It's funny. This is probably the most interesting and compelling MVP race from a betting perspective that I can imagine across any sport in the past decade or so, at least, because the reason why is that one man's chances of winning are so tied to statistical milestones, in that every Cal Raleigh at bat, the MVP price should change, because every at-bat where he doesn't homer and he's not able to pass, I mean, 60 was a big landmark, and that's why I think he's now the favorite. But like, if Cal Raleigh, if he gets the 63 homers, it's just 100% over. If he gets the 62 homers, it's probably he's the heavy, heavy favorite. If he doesn't homer again and the Yankees win the division and get the one seed, then I think Judge would win. So it's a basically this, from a pricing perspective, it's an exercise of, all right, calculate what you think the probability is that Raleigh ends up at 60, 61, 62, 63 plus, and then price out what you think his win probability
is. What is this, calculus class? Like, do the math for us, buddy. You're the expert. Yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
Anyway, I've done the math for you, Nick. I've done it. And so when you put it into the J supercomputer, which is really just an Excel sheet with like three columns and a couple of rows, because it's not very sophisticated for this race. So what it comes out for me is Raleigh -200, Judge +200. So I think that it's a 67-33 race. But the crazy thing is, and why it is so insane, is that I messaged two people last night that I think the race might be over 4 hours apart. And it was about two different players, because I'm the Judge at the two homers. Then I really thought that Raleigh, if Raleigh doesn't homer tonight, then it's going to feel this morning like it's almost over. And the fact that he hits two just completely reorients the race. And so, but here's the crazy thing, right? Is that Cal Raleigh just hit two homers to get to 60 as a switch hitting catcher on the night that the Mariners clinched their first division title in 24 years. And he's not -10,000 to win American League MVP, because Aaron Judge is just that good and the numbers are that good. So I think there's still room for this to take another turn. I think if Raleigh, there's four games left. If he doesn't homer again and the Yankees win the division, I think Judge would win. So I do think that there is still room for more things to happen in the race. But I do think it's appropriately priced for now. But the price should change literally by every 20 minutes that Cal Raleigh takes his plate appearances.
I just want to, just in case, because we have some younger viewers of the show, right? Just in case people don't remember what happened the last time the Mariners won the division. They set the Major League Baseball record for wins and lost to the Yankees in the NLCS.
It's coming back.
Just in case people forgot about that. You bet on this Thursday. We'll get to the NFL in a moment, Jay, but anything else? And we've got Jim Bowden's going to join us tomorrow on the show, former Major League Baseball general manager. We got a special guest coming up on Monday if Bill Zimmerman does his job. And Femi and I and the crew will be giving our baseball bets tomorrow and Monday for the postseason and the end of the regular season. Give us something else that you like, Jay. Non-Yankees World Series, something else that you like. And we don't know what some of the matchups are, obviously, but something you're going to like in the Major League Baseball playoffs.
Yeah, so I think what the most interesting thing on the National League side is that the Dodgers, for the most part, they remain the favorite. And in a lot of places, they're the favorite to win the World Series. They are out to 3-1 at MGM. And I think that the Phillies are just clearly more likely than the Dodgers to win the National League because they have one fewer series to play. So I think that is the interesting kind of inflection point in the NL, the fact that the Dodgers have to play this sudden death chaos best of three, potentially, against the Mets, who would still be the favorite right now as we speak to get the sixth seed, even though it is very tenuous and they've only got a half game lead on the Reds and don't have the tiebreak. But if the Dodgers have to play a chaos series against Juan Soto and Francisco Lindor, I won't mention the pitching, but it's very losable for the Dodgers there. So I think the Phillies should be the clear favorite in the National League. The other baseball thing that's compelling to me is this National League Rookie of the Year race, which is, it's not really a race anymore. The race has more or less been run. I don't think anything that happens from now on will really change anything unless Drake Baldwin, you know, hits 2-3 homers in a game. I think that's fairly set. It's a strange one because if you look at the numbers, Drake Baldwin should win because he is like one war clear of Cade Horton now in pretty much both forms of war. He has the full season long case. He's a catcher with an OPS over 800. He's going to lead in batting average and slugging and RBIs amongst rookies. And he's just got a very solid all-around case. And if you just look back at the numbers, you would think that it's Drake Baldwin, but I think he's going to lose. And I think Cade Horton is going to win because of sequencing and the fact that in an uninspiring race, that Cade Horton having a 104 ERA in the second half and not giving up more than two runs in a start these past 12 starts, he's only given up more than one run once in that run. That is the only notable thing about this race. And I think that voters, Gary Cohen actually summed up the race unintentionally very well on the Cubs-Mets broadcast, where he basically said, Cade Horton has had a spectacular second half and Drake Baldwin's been good all year. And that's really the race. It's one guy's been spectacular for half the season, one guy's been good for a full season. I think the voters ultimately will go with the spectacular.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And Femi, as everybody knows, that is the most important and impactful thing that Gary Cohen said this week that got the most attention.
Of course.
Great commentary. His unintentional commentary on the National League Rookie of the Year race, which, by the way, might be the worst Rookie of the Year race in the history of humanity. I can't go back all the way in all the annals of humanity, but it has to be up there. This is way worse than Kowser Heel. Kowser and Heel would lap these blokes.
Yeah, Kowser, Heel, Wells, if you want to throw him into that group. That AL Rookie of the Year race was terrible last year. That looks like it's a gold standard compared to what's going on this year. We'll all be better off not having to think about this after Sunday. Let's talk about some football, though, Jay. NFL, big week ahead. What's your favorite bet on the board and why?
Okay, so my favorite bet on the board, the over in Rams Colts, which is 49.5. I still think there's a little bit of skepticism in the market about exactly how good this Colts offense is. And I just don't have that skepticism. I think this is a legitimate elite offense. I think that there is still a little bit of a stench around Daniel Jones's name, which you can understand after the past 2 years. But the thing about Jones is that He has an excellent season on record, 2022, with the Giants. He's 28 years old, so it's not like this is completely unprecedented. And I think that just the fact the outlier amount of first read throws that he is making in this offense just goes to show that you don't need to look at this as though it's Daniel Jones, failed New York Giants quarterback. You just need to view Daniel Jones as a competent vessel for Shane Steichen. And I'm fully bought into Steichen. I still think it's extremely underrated that he went 9-8 and was Tyler Goodson's fingertips away from winning the AFC South with Gardner Minshew 2 years ago. I think the offensive line is excellent. I think Michael Pittman, Josh Downs, we'll see if Alec Pierce plays this week, but Tyler Warren, I think the pass catch is great, and I think Jonathan Taylor has played like the best running back in football. So I think that this offense is just legitimately elite. And then on the other side, the defense has question marks. I think the Colts defense is competent, but I don't think it's great, and I think that the Rams offense is going to move the ball mostly at will there. It's also a problem that Kenny Moore is hurt. This is literally the one game of the entire season against any possible opponent. You would not want Kenny Moore to be hurt because he would have faced Puka Nacua, who is perhaps the best wide receiver in football right now and has been lining up more than 40% of the time in the slot, which is where Kenny Moore lines up as well. It's going to be Mike Hilton off the street, basically defending Puka Nacua, which is not a great matchup, and welcome to life as an Indianapolis Colt. So I think it's just going to be a very high-scoring game that sails over.
All right, that total up to 49.5 now, pretty much across the board. We've got a couple of minutes left here, Jay, in about 60 seconds. How are you betting Ravens Chiefs on Sunday? One of these teams is going to be 1-3, and I can't wait to see which one it is.
Yeah, this is a fascinating matchup. I think that the best way to bet this game, and it sounds weird and it's a little bit frightening after he's going to have a lot to prove, but Derrick Henry's rushing prop is set in the mid-80s. I think it's been hovering around 83.5. And I think that that is baking in last year a little bit too much and not baking in enough that this Chiefs run defense is excellent and has been for a while now. Think about what they did to the Chargers in week one, where Chris Jones basically just swallowed up a Marion Hampton and that entire Chargers run game. Think about what Saquon Barkley wasn't able to do against the Chiefs as well. So I think that Henry he hasn't played at the same level as last year, clearly. I think it's a red flag, the fact that he could even possibly have a game where he went 11-23 against the Browns. I think this game is going to be a bit more on Lamar Jackson's shoulders, which are perfectly fine shoulders to put a game upon. But I think the Chiefs' run defense is excellent. I think that Henry, who at the best of times really only plays half the snaps, and this team I think is a little bit more susceptible with their defense to not being in ultra run scripts as well. So I think it'll be a close game. I think it might be an ugly-ish game because I don't think these teams are humming at the moment, but I would take the under on Henry's rushing yards.
10 seconds for this one. Give us a side that you like in the NFL this weekend.
Okay, I like the Packers, -7 in Dallas. And I understand that there's a little bit of apprehension around the Packers after the Browns game. I just don't think the Cowboys can score against this Packers defense with CeeDee Lamb out. I think that Dak is much more dependent on his context than he has been, say, a couple of years ago when he was in a bit better place as an elite quarterback in the NFL.
Give me a line or two from memory of Hamlet's famous monologue.
To be or not to be, Nick, 'tis the question. The slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. And that's all I got.
I was hoping you would say it like Billy Madison. Adam Sandler says it in Billy Madison. Of outrageous fortune. on Twitter, a Croucher JD, NBC Sports. You're the best. We appreciate it. Stay well. Go Yankees. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Go Yankees. Appreciate it, fellas.
The great Jay Croucher here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Rob Pizzola, his best bets for week 4 in the NFL.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.